For residents in this small community known for its Czech heritage, the West Fertilizer plant had been a decent neighbor. After all, the West Intermediate School was right next to it, says local Deborah Waters.
Everybody plays over there. That track that is right beside the intermediate school, normally at that time of day, there are 20 to 30 people walking the track, kids playing over there.
After the fire started Wednesday, the track was evacuated, Waters says. Some 20 minutes later, the plant exploded.
I think most people didn't even think about it being there for the most part.
But there were times when they thought about it, like when they could smell it. Loretta Volchek has lived in West her whole life. She works at Baylor University, where she's also getting her degree.
I can remember growing up as a kid that there would be ammonia smells. You know, you'd be playing outside and your eyes would start watering and it's like, uh-oh, fertilizer plant, time to go in.
One such complaint about those smells triggered an investigation by the Texas Commission on Environmental Quality, or TCEQ, in 2006. But it wasn't a swift response, says Elena Kraft, a toxicologist with the Environmental Defense Fund.
And it took the agency 11 days to come out. That's too long of a time frame. When we have information such that there was a smell of ammonia, that it was coming from a fertilizer plant, that's a high priority.
While investigators were there, they found the company had been operating for 2 years without a necessary air quality permit. Once the company got that permit, the TCEQ never went back. The commission doesn't generally pay a visit to facilities like the one in West unless someone complains.
Historically, fertilizer plants have not been given the level of attention or level of scrutiny that other industrial facilities or petrochemical facilities have received.
The plant was regulated by other state and federal agencies. For instance, it was required to file a worst-case scenario report with the Environmental Protection Agency, says Kelly Harrigan. She's the director of the Environmental Law Clinic at the UT Law School. That report outlines the possible public safety issues at a facility like West Fertilizer. The worst-case scenario reports are supposed to be shared with local officials and emergency responders, but that's not always the case. And they may not tell the full story in the case of a plant like West Fertilizer.
The report was filed with the EPA, but that it said that there wasn't a significant fire or explosion hazard at that plant.
Another issue in the limelight after the West explosion is how well-trained local first responders are to deal with fires and accidents at major industrial facilities. In 2011, a fire started at the Magnablend chemical plant in Waxahachie, but first responders didn't know what chemicals were inside or that the building didn't have adequate sprinklers. Again, Elena Kraft from the Environmental Defense Fund.
They should know, because what happens is you may alter the way that you handle that situation. And I think, you know, these deaths can be avoided.
Of the 14 confirmed fatalities in West, at least 11 were firefighters and first responders. Yet another question after the explosion is whether or not industrial facilities should be right next door to schools and residences like the one in West.
In Texas, counties have almost no regulatory authority. We kind of don't like land use planning in Texas, so we've ended up where facilities are very close to people.
That's Kelly Harrigan again from UT. When asked at a press conference Friday if the state should be doing more to regulate and properly zone industrial facilities, Governor Rick Perry said he'd look into it.
Listen, if there's a better way to do this, we want to know about it. If there's a better way to deal with these events, we want to be open and have that discussion, whatever that might be.
Elena Kraft says the West disaster is likely to be one of the deadliest industrial accidents in Texas in decades.
You know, we've always touted Texas as a place that's open for business. The fact is that our job should not cost us our life. And that's what we've seen throughout the history of Texas.
For State Impact Texas, I'm Terrence Henry.